Blog Talk Radio.
He's telling you. You can hear yourself. You can't hear it. It's fast. There was all you want to do on it.
Amber, I have with me Ryan.
Of course.
And
How are you?
Sorry. Beer.
Yes.
I'm cracking the
drink
open wine.
Drink it down. Oh, yeah. Nothing like a line of cool on a Monday night, talking about the spirits and shit.
We have Kristen coming on.
Hell yeah.
Beer.
Hello.
Hey.
Beer.
I heard beer.
Yeah.
Beer. Drinking lots of beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beer in my
I got 151 downstairs, so.
Oh. Okay, you got us beat. I got to drive home tonight, so I have to skip that.
None of that.
So how you guys doing?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You guys recovering from this weekend?
Yeah. I'm still hurting from it. I'm falling up those stairs and banging my head. I've had a headache today, so.
Yeah, after winning, what, you win like $5 off the lottery? It's like you wasted your luck on that shit, and you kept falling down the whole time at the investigation. I was like, keep your damn money. I don't know, you know. Yeah, shit.
This house was helping to knock you out.
I know.
Yeah, dude.
Something had it out for me. I'm a little bit upset about that.
I can tell you now, from the first file so far that I've been through, yeah, there's some pretty wicked stuff on the EVPs.
No, I haven't looked at my digital recording. I got shit off my fucking phone. Amber, we both started our voice memos on our phones, and we've got some crazy stuff. I haven't even looked at my digital recorder.
I still have to run it through Audacity just to make sure what level it's on.
It's crazy. If it would be crazy, even if it's a human, it's not why a human would say what was said, but. Still, it's still pretty cool.
Well, you're talking
about. And then I know Howie
said
he got
some
stuff too.
Well, see, this is the crazy part. Like, the digi that I have, I had running, like, the first file that I've gone through is basically our initial setup. and it was when me and Kathleen were walking around doing the temperature gauges and the EMF readings, and I set it down in the comm room a few times when we were walking around.
So, we should probably tell the people what we're talking about, because they might be like, what the hell? We actually went, we got a little excited there. We actually went on our first official new ASPS CPR transcend investigation on Saturday at Bell Nemus. So that's what we're talking about. So continue. What were you saying, Kristen?
A lot of these I have to run through you guys because I can't really tell if they're us or if, like, the whispers, I can tell they're not us, and some of the voice changes, but there's some pretty creepy things.
Oh, we've got Dennis. I'm going to bring him on. Hang on. Here he comes. Here he is. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. How are you? Welcome to the show. Glad I could be here.
Well, we got serious Dennis now. Oh, shit. So how'd you like the...
Nope. Good evening, everybody. I'm glad I'm here. So, how are we doing? What is the conversation? I'm sorry. I called in late.
We're just talking about the investigation, man.
What investigation? Did y'all find that body?
I forgot where we buried it, man.
I mean, if you found the body, I'm really pissed because I thought I hit it pretty damn well.
It was next to the old oak tree, right? Is that where it was? Or was that a different body?
I never ridden around the old oak tree. No, I put it by, what the hell was it? I forget what kind of tree, so you're screwed.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well. Let it rot. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be all right. Ain't nobody missing anybody.
Worms got to eat, right?
Right. And hopefully they're very hungry in the neighborhood. But, now, I will say this. The investigation at Bell Nemus for being, well, as I understand it, it was ASPS first, like, release, just go do your job kind of thing. I've got to give you all a kudos. Everybody that was there seemed to be on top of their game. Everybody that was there had really good energy that they brought in with them. I certainly can't. Now, I haven't written my report on Howard yet. So, you know, Howard, is the leader for ASPS, but everybody else, I think, did a really great job.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
And the location was actually really awesome. You know, I found out Flappy Birds or whatever that dumbass game is. I figured out what that one's about. I think it's based on being out in the cemetery in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m. and birds freaking you the hell out.
Well, yeah, that was always fun.
I think, Ryan, you figured out that I can take a baseball stance with a, like, serious flashlight in my heartbeat because I was ready to club that. Life out of something.
Yeah, man. Man, you're about to fucking kill some birds, man.
Yeah, well, all I heard was the damn trees rustling real fast.
Hey, man, I kind of when I heard that, I'm like, what the hell is that? Because we're trying to do a spirit box session. Hear this rustling in the woods. You don't know what's back there.
SB7.
Yes, I couldn't remember the number. But you don't know what's back there. It could be, a dog or cat or fucking spirit. You don't know. It's like fucking birds.
Yeah, well, for those that are with us, which is a great many.
Pretty much all the
there team. There are only three of us out there. Yeah. There are only three of us out there. Which, by the way, I want to thank Howard for sending me out to the fucking Arctic, you prick.
Yeah, we were the only people who actually did that too. No other team went outside. I gotta take blame for that because I was so tired from the first session. I was like, I'm gonna go outside because I needed to wake up some. And so Howard said Britt with me, and then Howard decided, hey, why don't you take Dennis too? I'm like, okay, so.
Well, oh great, asshole! So you're the one that came.
Yeah, I'm the dickhead who took you outside. But I gave you my jacket, so.
What is wrong with you?
I gave him my jacket.
You run Internet Explorer?
In my office, I do. It's not my choice.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with you? I just realized that's what that was. I was like, why is this running so slow?
It was the same shit last week.
Wow.
And it was running slow then. Fuck my ass. Oh, my God, man.
Is that an invitation?
Internet Explorer is like taking it in the butt with no lube. Come on now.
Okay, so our listeners, Amber does not like Internet Explorer, in case you haven't figured that out. I told you to bring your radio. I told you to bring your computer.
Well, I didn't have time to run home after, working two jobs.
Just remember next time then. We'll see if you can suffer through it, all right?
I've been working from 7 a.m. to just about 8 o'clock when I left the office.
Damn.
So you worked almost a whole hour?
7 a.m.
Horrible.
That's 60 whole minutes, man. Come on now.
Yeah, from 7 to 8.
7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, see, now we bring in the PMS thing.
The PMs.
Oh, you meant, PM post meridian.
There we go.
I'm going to kick your ass, Dennis.
That is the PMS talking.
For an ass whooping.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. Amber, I do have a shirt and a pair of socks in my truck that you can pick up at any time.
Motherfucker!
Did you leave
something
in his car?
Well, don't strip in my
You don't want to know how those got in there. You don't want, it's okay, guys. You don't want to know.
Damn, I was wondering what's taking you so long to get back to Howard's house Sunday morning.
I told you, don't strip in my truck, and I don't have any evidence.
chicks dig big trucks. I understand. It's all good.
It is a Dodge.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was the sound system,
man. Yeah, chicks dig trucks with strobe lights.
That sound system was pumping.
All I can say is the diesel makes the rumble, and it makes them humble.
There we go.
I'll leave it at that.
Did you seriously pull a Howard Stern? That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
This is a ton of shit, man. So what were you saying before you went on this rampage about...
Boy.
Yeah, going outside. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I did give you my jacket, though. So I should have got myself.
Way,
I do have one question, Ryan.
Yes.
When you went outside, did you use your mini parabolic?
No, I didn't even take it out of the box, to be honest with you.
I don't think we ever touched the...
I forgot I even had it. It doesn't go very far. It's It's not great distance. But no, I forgot he had it.
Don't get me wrong. I like our big parabolic, but from the previous one before this one, when Howie and Jimmy took the big parabolic outside, that picked up everything. But even if your little one doesn't have that much of a range, it still could have picked up.
Yeah, I mean, and with all the stuff that we had found in the house. I mean, that's probably like I said, it would
have that much of a range. I like that.
Excuse me.
Damn you, woman, share your burr.
That's a Lonnie Cougar burr right there.
Share
I know
my burr.
I will drive out there. I will find you.
Come on. We're having a party. Woo-woo. Having a pair party out here.
No, wait.
Damn.
Who all is online?
Huh?
Who all is online? Ryan, Amber, and who else?
Kristen.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure who I'm... Hi, darling. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make sure who I'm making an ass in front of myself of.
Who keeps making tub
noises? That's okay,
sugar
cake. You're all right.
I think it sounds like a fucking big reader or something, like a...
Somebody's making tugboat noises. Mm-hmm. That. Who's doing it?
Show yourself.
What?
Making.
What?
Tugboat noises.
Oh,
I'm not doing shit.
White Internet Explorer!
Now, they got Google. I will say this. I got, like, really strange moods throughout that whole place. Ryan, do you have a copy of the forward read that I did on it?
No. No, Howie has a copy of that. But you were pretty spot on about what you saw.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask, I wanted to validate from what we hit this weekend to what I read, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, the location is phenomenal. Without a doubt, there are a lot of energies in that location. Belnemus is definitely... strong.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, if y'all like to go ahead, I'm going to say real quick, the Internet Explorer is frozen and not responding, so if there is anyone talking in the chat, my bad. I can't talk to you. I cannot talk back to any of you. Everything is frozen on the fucking computer.
Fix it. You're a techie.
If I hit Control-Alt-Delete and I close out of Internet Explorer, I lose board.
No.
So I can't do it.
Do you have a second computer?
I literally
computer?
Have to sit here and go, no.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
I tried.
That sounds
sucks. What I was saying, Dennis, like during this investigation, is that what you were talking about? Like the different...
We can't do Control-Alt-Delete because it's gonna fuck everything in the ass.
Well, will you please tell us exactly how you feel? Stop sugarcoating it.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm going mute for a second.
Okay.
Cut the investigation, please, or something.
No, the difference.
Okay.
The different emotions.
Go ahead.
The different emotions that you were getting from the location Were you talking about like during the investigation, or was that your pre-reading?
Well, when I did the pre-read, I really didn't get emotions. I got individuals. I got showing you things.
Oh, so.
But when I actually was on location, that's when I was able to pick up the emotion. Howard and I both felt in that basement in the hallway, we both felt shackled and chained. We both felt restrained. And that was why we both actually, I mean, we were scanning the walls with flashlights looking for shackle points. And I hate that the floor has been overlaid, because I honestly felt that my legs were shackled more than my arms or breasts. And, you know, once I asked Howard where he felt like he was being restrained at, he said the same thing. But the floor is overlaid more in concrete. I think what they had there was a sitting position, and your legs were outstretched, and you were literally shackled to the floor is what I felt.
So where did you feel like this? You're down there in the basement, but what part of the basement did you feel?
That was in that long hallway in the basement, like where the kitchen door was at.
Uh-huh.
It was on both sides of that, before the small room and before the big room. Just that one stretch was the only
right near where the HVAC room was, where you crawled up into the dirt.
Yeah, 5 to 8 feet on both sides of that doorway. That seemed to be where I felt that. And Howard and I were both on the same plane, that we both felt that same way.
That's interesting.
It's actually really funny that you say that, because on the digi that I had that night, I've only gone through one file, and that was with the initial setup. And when me and Kathleen were in the basement doing the EMF and the temperature readings, I got some really interesting EVPs from that, especially in that hallway and by the water heater.
Well,
I just wouldn't fucking worry about it at this point.
Well, by the water heater, you should have gotten the voice kind of a deep voiced older male. When I did my remote 2 weeks ago, I think he's the one that showed me down. But he, like, bolted down that hallway and just kind of looked over his shoulder back at me, like, you know, you can follow if you want, but just didn't give me that easy feeling that I was welcomed there. And the whole night that I was there, I really didn't feel welcomed in the basement. I felt like everything kind of stayed away from me. It was really a weird energy in that basement. Just, I don't know why, but...
What is that?
What is what?
Can you hear that?
It sounds like it's a phone vibrating or something.
Okay. Okay, that's weird.
What was that?
No, I don't think so.
Technical difficulties here.
Yeah, computer is dead, so.
So hopefully Mo's trying to call in, because you can't get to him.
Yeah, I can't get to anybody, so we're just kind of fucked.
Lovely. It'll be the four of us having a party.
Let me break out the tequila.
There's supposed to be four other people calling, so.
Hang on. I'm going to bring one live real quick, and I'm not even going to screen this one. But I'm sitting looking at the board right now, and I have 1, 2, 2, 3 as your last four digits. So
that's Allie.
10 or 5. Oh, good.
That's Allie.
Good. She's now live. Good evening, Allie. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just
peachy.
Hey,
Allie. Thank
you for joining the game.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you for coming on.
Hey, Amber. Hey.
Hello.
So,
hey,
Chris. Chris is on here, too. So what did you think of the investigation, Allie? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
Good.
The house, it seemed pretty active.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely vouch for that. All the stuff we've caught just beginning our EVP reviews. It's going to be fun to get evidence on this investigation, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So how'd you like your first official investigation with the team? What did you think of the house?
Well, you know, I stayed in Calm, or to me in Central.
And you did a good job with that, too. I mean,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
I had some mighty fine help, Amber and Kristen.
Yeah, you guys did a good job of out and Calm. That's for sure. Definitely. I actually wanted to do a little bit of Calm, just to see, you know, to watch the cameras and stuff while we're doing it. But I never got a chance to.
Aww.
I know.
Well, you could have taken it over
terrible.
To Britta at that point. Oh no, you were in the basement with us.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had fun down
well,
there.
That...
I mean, I had fun investigating. Don't get me wrong. I thought it'd be fun to do Calm too.
That in the basement, I wish that I'd had, you know, a camera or something on me to see if I was actually seeing that or if it was, you know, my mind playing tricks on me.
Well, I was sitting right next to you. I did not see anything. I didn't see what you saw. But then again, my sense isn't seeing. So you could have seen something. Because I didn't see it, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm used to seeing stuff, but, I mean, I did want my head pretty bad, so.
Well, that's true, but
you're
pretty specific on what you saw, too.
Yeah.
No. Amber?
Yeah?
Was it you that was behind me when I tried to knock myself unconscious coming out of the basement?
No, it was not me. I think I was at Calm at that point.
That was me.
Oh, this was. Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was Allie. It was even before we had started the investigation. I dropped myself to my knee.
Yeah, I went down onto the floor. I cracked my head really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone was doing that all night.
I didn't knock my head. I know. I knew to duck down. When I get to a low ceiling, but you know.
Fuck you. Fuck you in the
what where?
Okay, buddy.
Down, but I ducked down at the wrong point in time, and yeah. But hey, we do have a caller that's calling in from the 540 area code.
That'll be Jimmy.
Let me bring them in and let's see who this is.
Hello. It's Jimmy.
Hi.
How's it going,
6554, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Doing all right, Dennis. Man, I really wish I could have been out there with you guys. I heard you guys did an awesome job out there, and man, I'm just amazed by everything I've heard.
Yeah, you definitely would have been proud of them. They kicked some ass and took some names on Saturday night.
That's what I heard.
Ran like clockwork.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we
sweet,
did it in there.
Hey,
I
have a question for you, Jimmy.
Shoot.
Where was your slack ass at?
I was sitting at home spending time with my 2-year-old daughter because I haven't had a weekend of myself in about a month doing a bunch of side work.
Okay, well, you were spending time with your offspring. I can give you that one, man. I'll back off and not give you much shit.
I'd appreciate that.
Shit. I'm still going to give you shit.
Talking shit, Dennis.
Do whatever.
You were talking shit, man. What?
Well, I mean, I left my puppy at home. Go do this investigation. If I had only my puppy at home, no. I mean, we don't have sacrifices.
There goes again that tugboat sound.
But yeah.
I do.
What is that?
I do want to make this statement. The team that I hung out with this weekend. I want to give each and every one of you kudos. I'm not going to call you all out by name. But what I saw was dedication, sincerity, passion, and an absolute desire to help the energies that are there, not just to get information, not just to, thrill seek or anything like that. The team that I saw there this weekend actually cared more about the spirits that have passed than anything for themselves. So I want to give you all kudos on that. That speaks volumes to me.
Thank you so much. Dennis.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, ever since we started going to Bell Nemus, that is one thing that we have tried to do is build a relationship with these entities to show them that we're not here to harm them and that we want to help them. And each time we go back, they get more and more active for us. And it's great. It's phenomenal.
I think we've accomplished that. I think Howie said he caught an EVP of a little girl just humming a tune while standing around Britt and I. Britt and I were getting ready to go outside for the opening ceremony, I guess, to go out to do our opening prayer. They were talking right by the front door, and Howie said he heard a little girl just fucking, right beside us, and, like, not a care in the world.
That's cool.
Doesn't that kind of back up what someone said they heard, just personal experience?
Yeah.
Someone said they heard the little girl.
Britt and I thought we heard, a sigh in the main foyer area when we were standing in the dining room.
That was during your initial walkthrough, right?
Yeah. Well, that was right before we got started. I think it was maybe an hour before we got started.
Well, Ryan, that little girl is actually Ellie. That little girl has actually been with us the whole time we've been going there, because if you remember the first time we sat up there, we went up into the nursery, and I kept seeing a little girl poking in, looking through the doorway, like she was.
You saw her peeking around the corner. I'm looking. I'm like, I don't see anything. But I remember you saying that. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah, the whole time we sat in there, she was right there.
And we've always gotten the same little girl on every EVP, every time we've gone there. Always the same voice saying, Daddy,
exactly.
Every time. I'm obvious.
That's right.
If we get the same voice, we're going to go through our digi system this time around.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a question and one thing to say.
Okay.
No.
Damn. during the initial setup, you guys were talking about hearing the little girl humming or stuff like that in the dining room during one point. I don't know if somebody's phone had gone off, which is one thing I need to bring up with you guys, but it sounds like there's a chorus or a choir that's singing behind us talking.
Oh.
What'd
you
hear?
Actually really interesting. There's like a chorus or a choir singing.
I actually have that on the recording in my hand.
Really?
You have it?
Yep,
yeah.
I have it right here in my hand.
So Howie's on the phone
awesome.
With us.
Hello.
Hey, Howie.
Hi,
Howie. We just about got the whole team on here.
And one of the questions that I wanted to ask, is there anybody with the name Harriet involved with that house?
I mean, I don't have any record of it, but, you know, there's so many people who live in that house. You know, it could be. There could be.
Okay.
I mean,
Ryan, my books. Remember my books that has Belle Nemus in it?
Yeah, the...
Remember that? Wasn't the woman's name who went to the house to interview the Mayos that were there? Wasn't her name Harriet?
I don't recall. I remember the names Daphne and Wild Jim and...
Yeah.
Cumbie. Uncle Cumbie.
Yeah, but I think the Harriet was, she might have been the one that worked for the Times-Dispatch that went out to interview the owners.
I think Howie actually has a book at his house.
That's
so
correct.
I think I saw. We can probably check that out and get back to you.
Yeah.
The only reason why I'm asking is because I have somebody whispering and it sounds like they're saying Harriet.
You heard something. We heard something on your phone just a second ago about someone yelling, someone saying Dennis.
Yeah, I don't know if that's one of us or not, though. That was weird.
Yeah, that,
you hear, like,
that was weird.
It almost sounds like a little girl talking, and then somebody says, Dennis. Like,
I mean, it's
really
scary.
Crazy
like,
voice.
Dennis. So if anyone
yeah.
says, if you remember anyone talking, saying Dennis like that, let us know. So we can debunk it.
Well, was that on air?
Huh?
I mean, it was,
It was in the last 2 hours. It was like 7 seconds in to the last 2 hours. Like,
During the investigation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, keep in mind.
What is all that noise?
Well, right now, it might be me because my heat pump's working outside, and I'm cooking on the grill right now flipping burgers.
Okay.
I thought it was my phone fucking up.
Well, what I was going to say was keep in mind that cell phones, they're all just a digital recording device. They do the same exact thing as a recorder. They pick up just as well. I mean, I've gotten EVPs on my cell phone. All they have to do is interfere with the electronics, the wave transmission, and even in the midst of a phone call. Matt and I on Wednesday nights doing full spectrum radio had about 30 minutes that we could not explain. I mean, we muted everybody through the board, and we could still hear our guest name being called out.
Huh.
So, it's And that's one of the things that I want to isolate and try to figure out is how they actually talk to us. If they can manipulate our cell phones, all they're doing, well, keep in mind the microphone that you're talking into off of a cell phone is nothing more than the same electronics that are in a digital recorder.
Yeah, that's basically all a phone is at that point. That's why I actually prefer using that. It's something that I'm used to using, not a new piece of technology for me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in locations where it was kind of a last-minute stop, just kind of a what the hell, let's go do it. And I would use my... Now, I carry an iPhone 4S.
That's what I have.
I will set the recorder, I'll just set my phone down and put it on the voice recorder and see what the hell happens. And I've actually gotten EVPs. Actually, one of my SoundCloud uploads, if you go to soundcloud.com, search for CPR Dennis and listen to how many. I have a EVP that I did off of my cell phone because I didn't have anything else. And it, amazingly, it is accurate. You have to go in and listen to it, see what your opinion is on what the EVP that's captured is, but it's essentially it's the same thing. It captures the electronic noise. It's through the same wavelengths, through the same technology. So whether you carry an H4 and you know, the latest and most expensive recorder, or just the old digital device, the cheapest and oldest one that you can think of. They all work on the same theory. If spirit can talk to us on a 25-year-old digital recorder, they can talk to us on the latest and the greatest cell phone because it's the same technology.
What if you have, like, what if you download a SP7 Spirit Box app on your phone? Could that work too, you think?
Well, I have a major issue with the apps. Like the Spirit Hunter app. Looks like a little radar screen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, is that really sending out a radar signal to look for spirits? No. So that
one
is
out of the spirits army all the fucking time. Because I mean, I had that app as a joke, and every time I turned around, there's a ghost next to me.
Well, you're kind of special. And
oh, yeah.
We've always known that you're dead at all, but we didn't want to explain to you.
Now, here's my opinion about the cell phones. They'll pick up the same thing as a digital recorder and everything. I mean, that's good, but you would almost think that with a cell phone, you could actually get more interference that way. Because, I mean, you could, like on old regular wireless phones, you used to be able to sit there and listen to someone's conversation through a baby monitor, you know. And once in a while, you still get lines crossed. So.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, that's a great thought, but they've isolated the signal so much now, and technology has come so far now that I can stand 2 feet away from you and never hear your conversation. It's actually kind of scrambled through the network. And the issue with scrambling is if I can decipher that code that it's scrambled on, I can get your conversation. But I have to break the code, so to speak. And I think Spirit has broke the code, and Spirit has figured out that they can talk to us through them. Just like that three knocks.
Just that was me out of the door, because I walked out of the office.
You know, that three knocks, I mean, I know the old man that did that wanted us to know he was there.
I really hate to do this, guys.
What are you doing?
I have to go. I said, I really hate to do this, guys, but I have to go.
Aw.
I'm sorry, I'm being a party pooper. I'm going to take my tequila and leave.
Oh, that stinks.
What the hell? Wait. Now, see, now I'm pissed. You're going to take your tequila and leave, but you didn't invite anybody to join you with the tequila. What kind of bullshit is that?
If I had tequila,
oh, hey, Dennis.
It's me, knocking
on
the door.
Hey, Dennis, come on out to Ladysmith. I got a bottle of Jack Daniels for you.
If I really had the tequila, I would share.
Ladies, we'd have tequila party.
Oh, now you're telling us that I really don't have tequila. I was
no, but I do have 151 downstairs.
There we go.
151 is
sure.
So much better than tequila.
Hey, I know where there's some 20-year-old Yukon Jack.
Ah!
I want to play with Sailor Jerry. At some point in my life, or my previous
hey,
life,
man, how are you?
My previous life, I know I was a fucking sailor, and me and Sailor Jerry, we get along way too well.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Good night,
Kristen.
Night,
we'll
Allie, and everybody else have a good night. Bye, Jimmy.
See ya.
Bye, Amber. Bye, Ryan. Christian. Bye, Dennis. Bye, Howie.
Bye.
Did I get everybody?
Be safe. Be safe, Kristen. We love
so,
you.
Oh, yeah.
I will. I got to start packing for tomorrow, so.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to Minnesota for the next 3 days.
Oh, have fun.
Have a safe trip.
Open the freaking door.
I'm going to try. Apparently, it's going to be like 1
Amber.
Degree tomorrow night.
What?
Amber, open the front door. Open the front door. I've been banging on the front door. Open it.
I asked what the fuck that noise was.
I
nobody
said it was
responded.
Me knocking the door. Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, bye, everybody.
I couldn't hear you over the sound of everyone else talking.
I'm like pounding on the door. Look at me, it's fucking...
And that's why they're partners. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, Addison
is
terrible.
Is it cold
track.
Out there?
A little bit. Thank you.
What?
I feel my,
what?
Feel myself again. All right,
so
sorry about that.
So you went from a thumb to a pinky?
And again,
man,
welcome to Taps. If you're qualified to drive a bus, please come help us. Apparently, we need a new bus driver.
Bus driver?
Yes. Capable of running the side lift and has plenty of helmets.
It's a short bus.
I worked on Summit International.
There we go.
That reminds me, Jimmy, have you ever walked out of the international shop in, Urbana, between Urbana and Springfield, Ohio?
No.
Have you received out of there?
No, I don't think I've ever been through there.
Oh, okay. Big ass plant. Now, is International still known as International, or is it all North Star?
Well, it's actually International Navistar. That's basically what they go by is International is a brand name on the trucks, but Navistar is the actual corporation.
Okay. Yeah, Navistar, not Lower Star. I'm sorry. But, yeah, pretty cool. I've got a couple of cousins that run out of that plant up there, and, you know, they haul the triples out and, you know, transport the tractors.
Okay.
I did. I thought those were yours. I just left. Sorry.
The shop I was at International was up in Fredericksburg. And all that was just a repair shop.
Huh. That's cool.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Amber, when you were upstairs with Rhonda, did anything cool happen with you guys?
Yeah, we kept hearing footsteps. At one point, while we were sitting in the nursery, we were just sitting there, and the motion sensor goes off in the bathroom. None of us had gotten up, nothing like that. Like, just
nobody was taking pictures or anything.
Going off. We were like, huh? We were sitting on the floor. I think we were getting ready to start up a spirit box session.
No, you're talking the bathroom that's across from the nursery, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, because if I remember right, you could set one up in there, and it would always go off too. But I always speculated it was through the glass on the shower.
Huh?
There's a lot of background noise going on somewhere. What'd you say, Jimmy? There's a lot of background noise going on. We couldn't understand what you were saying.
What I said was we usually set up a motion detector in that bathroom, and every time we've been out there, I remember it going off, but I want to say I just chalked it up to the glass on the showers because that room is pretty reflective.
Well, I know it went off every time we took a picture.
Yeah, it kept going off when we were taking pictures and stuff, but this is a point where we were just sitting still in the room, like all lights off and everything.
Yeah, but when I was upstairs by myself,
that's why we thought
it was
weird.
It never went off.
We radioed down and everything. We were like, hey, motion sensor just went off, and we're not doing anything this time.
I can't remember the look on Ashley's face when you guys came downstairs. And she just really freaked out look on her face, like, oh, my God.
When we were in the nursery, the ball moved, and it rolled in like two or three circles by her foot. Like,
that's freaky.
Me and Rhonda were both watching her. She hadn't, like, done anything. Ball starts rolling in circles. We were like, oh, my God. Did you just see that?
Now, Ryan, that is something that we've always tried to do. And honestly, I think it was just proven that in order for us to get a reaction up there, it has to be a female.
Yeah, and Rhonda
like
has always been good with children's spirits. They've always they've always been attracted to her. She's kind of a motherly vibe to her.
So yeah,
exactly.
And she also really active while she was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm a magnet for negative.
I'll say that. I mean, you know. Of course,
now,
you're on the steps.
Then,
well, no, I'm
hitting
in
your head. That doesn't,
like,
that doesn't help. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, when we were in Rikers.
One year.
Did you ever go outside?
Oh, we did. I took Dennis and Britt, and I went outside.
Did you go walking down the trail into the woods that's over behind the neighbor's house?
No.
We
actually stopped not far beyond. If you look at the house from the back service trail, we were, I don't know, maybe 100 feet past the corner of the house. But we were so damn cold by that point that, we had been out front. Like, I actually saw a red something leaned out from a tree.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That was right up front, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just above the driveway.
Yeah, I remember, so
okay.
I remember that because you shot that light over.
Yeah, we started there, then we went to the cemetery, then we came back to back corner where I think there was a slave lockdown.
Okay.
There's just fucking random. There's this big chunk of concrete with a chain and a hook. Every time I went back to that area, I kind of got sick to my stomach.
Okay.
Then we headed off towards the service trail. But yeah, we never got more than, if you picture the footprint of the house shooting straight back, we never got more than maybe 100 feet. Howard told me that I should go back through the service trail, but never got. I mean, by the time we got there, I think I was, you know, in the beginning of a frostbite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because see, anytime we go out there, I know what it is now, but to a point, I think I do anyways. But I'm always drawn to go out there and go down that service trail. And every time I do, I feel like I'm being watched. And the last time I was out there with Howie, me and him went walking around, and we were walking down the service trail, and we both heard someone walking behind us, and we turned around and looked, and there was nothing there. But at the same time, at one point, we both felt like we were pulling cobwebs off our face.
Was that back in October?
Yeah, the last time we were out there.
Yeah. So are we talking about that?
You know, Ryan
yes.
and Dennis, I don't know if something followed you outside or what, but I was walking through the stairwell foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Back to calm and looked over, and the side door was wide open.
I do remember you saying that, talking about you. Remember you talking about that, but we went out the front door, and I made I tried going through the side door to put a camera up on the second floor, but I shut the door, took the key out, put the key back on the mantle in the dining room. So I made sure the door was shut.
Right.
Like when I came back inside. So I don't know who or what went through that side door.
Yeah, that one was actually interesting. The side door was standing open after, and I mean it was standing open.
Side door was open, but the screen was closed.
Unfortunately, with 12 DVR cameras running, nobody aimed to win at that.
Yeah,
so
that figures.
Of course. But that one becomes a personal experience that, you know, none of us can validate. Nobody can make any sense of. But you would think when you have 12 DVR cameras, you would be able to cover everything, but it really isn't possible.
Oh, fuck you.
But we didn't even think about facing a camera down on a hallway. We should have done that because the mirror was sitting right there.
I have to ask, what is the significance of that mirror? Because everybody fucking freaked when they realized the mirror was moved.
Be powerful for spirits, and it's an old mirror that was put up there when the Valentines moved into the house back in the early 1900s. It was a really, really big, pretty mirror. Although it was pretty cool that you got to see the old wallpaper that was behind the mirror. Wallpaper. So that was cool. But the mirror was there. The only thing missing was the frame.
What's going on?
Dennis likes being punched in the nipples.
We got Katie Ralph on.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, man.
Yeah, I know. There is definitely TMI going on in the chat right now.
Nice.
I'm missing out. Shit. Damn. But yeah, that side door shit was pretty weird. And the mirror, yeah, it's just, you know, it was still there though. So I guess maybe spirits can draw power from mirrors, or it could be like a portal. Some people think mirrors can be like portals. And I figured a giant mirror could be a big, giant portal. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like every time we go there, it's something new. Something new comes out that wasn't there before.
You know, I do got to say the best experience I had there was the very first time I was there, when I was outside with Tommy. And that door slammed up on the second floor and back. Remember that?
I do remember that. That was like a sign of
everybody.
Calm.
Yeah, that was before that was while we were setting up. Everybody was down in the dining room. Me and Tommy were outside having a smoke, and all of a sudden you just heard this big slam. And I had you run upstairs and try to debunk it. And when you slammed the door, it sounded exactly like it.
I do remember that. What's weird is, like, you know, our client, you know, she lives there on the weekends, and she doesn't have any problems. I mean, if she did, I'm sure she'd say, hey, we got this going on. You know, doors are slamming everywhere. But you talk to her, she's like, oh, no, okay, cool. I have spirits here. Oh, that's cool. We got a voice. That's nice. You know, and it's like, you know, they must not bother her at all.
Now, see, it goes to how Dennis was telling us earlier, how we care about the spirits and stuff. We've actually been there enough times to where they know us and everything, where before when we first went there, we were total strangers.
Yeah.
And they were making it known, hey, you're on our turf.
Yeah. Well,
then they got to know us and realized, we're cool.
Look at Washington. You know, he said, I'm Washington. Like, he's introducing himself to us. Like, hey, I'm Washington.
Yeah.
How you doing? You know?
And that was on the second one.
That was on the first
investigation. Speaking as the lady of the house.
huh?
Mrs. B is the lady of the house, so they're not going to mess with her.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, and she showed enough respect to the property by bringing it back to life that they probably really appreciate her coming out there and showing the property the proper respect that it deserves. Because she sunk a lot of money into that house. And I
think she
did. Really appreciate that. And, so do we, obviously. But I think that that we have that we never provoke them. We never try to get a reaction from them. We try to talk to them, try to encourage them to talk with us.
The energies and the spirits that are in that house don't deserve to be provoked because
nope.
They've been home all these years. They're very calm energies. They actually hid from me. Normally, I am the one that they, like, come to.
Uh-huh.
But they went and hid to dark areas away from me. I mean, if anybody's going to get screwed with their location, I promise you it will be me. Why? Because they can see me. I'm not one to, like, blatantly announce my abilities, but, well, right here on FAPS, I will. I can do a remote view. I can contact spirit from distance. But when they are confronted with me, they're running wide. I don't know why. That is a very weird thing for me to deal with, and at some point I will figure it out.
Oh, we lost Tally.
That's so when you're remote viewing, do you have to think about location, or does it come to you like all of a sudden? Do you have to like tune into it, or is it like, I mean, or does
no.
it like all of a sudden you're at someone's house?
No, I just, well, like when I was on the phone with Howie and I did my remote view, and I'm going to rely on his report to give this up. He and I were in conversation, and he said that we're going to Bell Nemus, and what do you get there? Well, I just kind of opened myself up, and the spirits at Bell Nemus showed me the way through the basement. They showed me through the first floor. I got the new girl in the second floor. I saw her up in the window and it was kind of weird because I was walking towards the house, and I saw her in the upper right window. All of this he documented 2 weeks before I ever saw the location, before I ever even saw a picture of it.
Now, what do you get specifics? Like, do you know, like, where lamps are, or do you just get a basic floor plan? I mean, do you see, like, the decorations on the wall, or is it, like, almost like a hazy type thing?
That's a weird thing. Sometimes I see what it is right now, and sometimes I see how it was when they were there, whatever spirit is talking to me. I've been at locations, I've viewed locations where I say, okay, you walk, you know.
That'll be Rhonda, I believe, maybe.
Rhonda, what's up?
What up? Nothing.
Hey, girl.
Great. Hi. What's up?
I'm trying to see what you thought of Bell Nemus?
Well, for the time I was there, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got
that
the
was,
ball
it was nice. Oh, yeah, the ball was awesome. That show was crazy.
Why don't you give us your impression of what happened when you guys were upstairs in the nursery? We got Amber's thoughts on it. Why don't you tell us what happened while you guys were upstairs?
In the nursery?
Yes, sir.
That's where you had the ball. That's where I had the toys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the ball rolled around in circles. When I first rolled the ball, I tried to roll the ball in the hallway, and it actually rolled back. It wouldn't go over. You know, it wouldn't go over the doorway, and it just came rushing right back at me. And I was like, all right, well, we'll keep it here. And the flashlight came on at one time when I asked a question. I heard noises out in the hallway. But then again, they were, like, downstairs. You know, since it's so open, you could hear them downstairs, too. So, I mean, I've been going over some of my audio. I don't know. There was something out on the deck. On the porch. There was, what did we say, it was a man, and the flashlight did come on. And I kept getting the impression of somebody out there named Robert, and what else?
Yeah, Kristen, I heard the footsteps at the same time.
Yeah, the footsteps out there on the balcony, too.
Yeah.
That was
crazy.
So that's when we were out scaring birds with flashlights.
Well, it's like as soon as we walked out there, we just got that huge burst of just cold air. And I know it was cold out there, but, I mean, it was like as soon as we turned the corner, it just, like, blasted us.
Yeah, that's when I saw that ball of light on Genesis Cam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I definitely want to go through those. Mm-hmm. Go over to the DVR, the CCTVs with Dennis for sure, and check out what was caught on there.
Oh, definitely. I'd love to see all that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was a little breezy out there, but nothing that would give you a blast of cold air.
No, it was like a blast. I mean, my teeth were chattering.
Yeah, I think it got cold without sitting in the nursery, just sitting there and not even doing anything, just sitting there talking with whoever's in there with me. You just sitting there. I mean, it got cold in there. The temperature would drop pretty fast.
Well, I had the mill going, and, I mean, it stayed steady around 63.3, and then it would go up to 63.7, but it stayed steady, but it was just so cold in there. You could feel the temperature drop, but it didn't register on the mill meter. But, I mean, you could feel the temperature drop. Especially when I told, I said, well, whatever is out there in the hallway, why don't y'all come on in here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, not even a couple minutes later, the ball got to rolling around in circles, and then it kind of died down after that. And then I said, well, let's go next door.
You ever seen Ashley's face? I was telling Amber. Ashley's face told the whole story because she had this like fucking freaked out look on her face, and like and you could just tell that something happened upstairs. She was like, "Oh my god, it's so freaky." But someone had a video camera up there to be able to take a video of the ball rolling around.
Yeah, all my shit was dead. I didn't even think about it. So next time, I'll have everything charged up. But we did. I mean, and plus I had the ghost box going in certain times, and I had it in the Faraday bag, so it was not getting any outside. And we got a man talking at one time. We did get a woman talking at one time, and then we heard a little girl. Not all at one time, and it wasn't, bam, bam, bam. It was, like, throughout. But that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's pretty cool. And, I mean, anytime you get more, you got to get more equipment in the house and be able to pick up more stuff.
Oh.
He's pretty cool. Oh, you know that? He died earlier.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I just saw it.
Yeah, we just saw that Harold Ramis passed away.
Yo, just
rest in peace, man. I don't get on the internet. I mean, I've been at work since 7 o'clock, so.
Rest in peace, Egon.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Said he was sick. But
what?
I don't. I mean, I thought they were supposed to be filming Ghostbusters 3.
Well, maybe. I mean, if it is, I mean, it always sounds like Dan Aykroyd would be the one who's doing it because Bill Murray doesn't want to do it anymore.
Well, he's actually going
to
do it. He's on board for it now.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. That's cool. Sweet. I'll go see it.
All right, guys.
Hey guys.
I'm jumping. I got to get the boy to bed.
All right, good night. Thanks for calling for a second. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Dennis.
Oh, Dennis is gone.
He's
we
off?
We lost Dennis a while ago, yeah.
Oh.
He said goodbye on the chat and didn't even... So it's down to me, you, Jimmy, and Allie.
Well, I feel bad because, I mean, I knew Wanda wanted to come on for a second. I wanted to get her story, but then I wanted to get back to what Dennis was saying about the remote viewing.
Oh. Well, I mean, we'll get him to come on. We'll have a show where we can have him guest or something like that. Talk about remote viewing and all that.
Yeah, no, I just knew that Rhonda had to get her kid to bed.
Yeah.
So, Dennis, I'm sorry
now,
about that. I just wanted to get her story really fast before she had to go. But
now, what is going on this weekend with everybody?
I'm probably going to be doing evidence review with Howie this weekend, more than likely.
In my free time, I'll be doing evidence review with Steve a few days, and I have work 2 days.
All right, because the only reason I'm asking is because it sounds like I'm going to be over at Howie's this weekend. So, I mean, if you guys have, like, EVPs and stuff, I mean, yeah, you know me. I'd love to hear them.
Well, I'll be over there pretty much this weekend. I got to watch my nephews on Saturday for a little bit, but I'll be over Saturday night probably looking at the CCTVs and, you know, I'll do my digital recorder probably during the week or whatever. But, yeah, I'll definitely be over there.
Yeah, that's a lot of review there. Because that's 8 cameras, 8 hours apiece, right? Almost 8 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's getting tasked with that?
I mean, I've got 16 hours of audio to go through.
Yeah, I mean, it's but it actually goes by pretty fast when you're doing the TV cameras. You're not sure what you're going to catch. But then again, you've had people watching it the whole time, too, so...
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I wasn't paying attention all of the time, so I can't. All right, damn it. Just came out here for my cigarette. Oh, got him. Yeah.
I should probably go by the front door so I can let you back in.
You're fine. I'm sitting in my car.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean... I mean, it definitely, evidence review is definitely be going on for sure. I got enough to do with my digital recorder. You know.
All right.
But I'll definitely be over at Howard's house hanging out.
Cool.
I really wish I could play that one that's like, get it!
Yeah, man, that was freaky. That was a scary voice. I'm trying to figure out, you know, who would be talking like that. And, you know, I was like, it wasn't any of us. Well, it wasn't me anyway. But if it happened that late,
Amber,
somebody just...
Huh?
Amber, have you started putting all this down on a flash drive?
What?
All the...
I've got it on my phone.
Well,
I've got
my
8 hours on my phone. I've got Digi-2 and mine on my computer. I haven't put it on the flash drive yet because I think Ryan still has my flash drive.
I don't have your flash drive.
I have it now. Huh?
I had your disc, your scan disc for your camera. I never had the flash drive.
The thumb drive.
I never had that. You gave it to somebody else. I never got the thumb drive. You gave me a disc for my camera and Rikus.
Monday I gave you the thumb drive. Did you give that back already?
No, we had to.
I think you gave that back at Barb's.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, then I have those.
So
I have the flash drive now. Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, what I actually meant is I got confused. What I meant is the external hard drive.
Oh.
No, any of that stuff is with me. I have all of the old Henricus audio plus the new from Digi-2 and mine, and I have Bell Nemus and Henricus and the new Henricus stuff. No, new Bell Nemus, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
New and old Bell Nemus
and
Henricus. Yeah, that's all the stuff I have.
So are you able to... Were you able to save all the old stuff?
Yeah, we had to go back in and cut it down.
Okay.
Cause,
cool.
I think we need to stay, we need to keep a lot of stuff off of whatever's going on with Howie's computer because of all that. I don't even know what happened, but it was turning, like, EVPs into... clips of music. Like, it would be random guitar and drum.
That was when we were trying to give Barb, Mrs. B, the evidence the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just weird because it started playing, it was random, like 3 seconds of music, then it would just cut off.
Yeah, it would be like, no. We were like, what? What is this? This is not, you know, a little girl saying daddy.
No,
I'm coming up to the front door. Oh, God, I'm cold.
Okay.
Bringing my tits off.
All right, guys. I'm going to get off here, and I will see you guys Saturday then.
That sounds good, man.
All right. See y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night, Jimmy.
Night.
And then there were three. Welcome back.
Yeah, the one who barely talks.
You got to step up to the plate now, Ollie. This is your show now.
No. It would be dead air the entire time if I was
Yelly
show. The
show.
No.
Well, I mean, did you say anything interesting on the CCTVs while you were running the comm?
I told you. I was watching Dennis's for.
Mm-hmm.
And while Rhonda and Amber and Ashley were up in the nursery, I saw a ball of light shine and just fade to nothing twice. And it was off of
I always get the porches mixed up. Is it the sleeper porch?
The sleeper porch is the one upstairs. The one that wraps around the back of the porch. Is that where you saw it?
It's not the one with the door, right? I mean, the lattice door leads to the sleeper porch, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This light was in the middle of the lattice doorway, and it just faded to nothing. And it happened twice, and the second time, Kristen witnessed it also.
That's wild. You had
You
had something happen. You had something happen to you in the kitchen, if I remember correctly. Just caught on Dennis's camera system. Why don't you tell us about what happened to you in the kitchen?
I was doing my initial walkthrough, just making some first notes before the investigation started. And I was leaning over the bar, and Dennis saw this ball of light just appear in the middle of the screen and fly right into the right lower part of my back. And he comes up to me and put his finger right where it landed. And he said, "Did you just feel something, anything happen there?" And I told him I started to feel some pain.
Was it a sharp pain? Or was it like a kind of a numb, kind of like just a dull pain?
It was just a dull ache, so I didn't think anything about it. I get aches like that every once in a while. But
people get aches all the time. You're not going to automatically assume it's spirit when it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's just funny that it coincided with that. It's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, he replayed it, and you could watch it go right into your back as you're leaning up against the counter in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And you could say it was kind of like a pulsating ball of whatever it was.
Really?
So that was pretty that's pretty neat. And we have caught those in previous, like our last investigation, we have caught those pulsating balls of I don't want to say energy, I don't know what they are, honestly. I mean, but I could tell when there was dust around and bugs flying around, and some of the stuff we saw on our review of last investigation, some of the stuff, like some of the balls of light, were very distinct of where they were going, or sometimes they would go up and then change direction and go down.
We have a question from Ross. He would like to know, what's the best evidence you have ever seen, ever?
That's a good, best evidence I've ever seen.
You've ever seen ever?
As far as, like, myself? I mean, or, like, us on TV or whatever. I mean, I guess he means for personal experiences. Because you have some good personal experiences, Amber. You tell her what's your best evidence.
Oh, I guess that depends. If we're going personal experience, I mean, shit.
you got a fucking.
Oh, he says anywhere. Best evidence for me is going to be personal experience, whether I have it captured or not.
It's got
to
be personal.
Anybody can believe it if they want to. But, like, so at Bell Nemus the other night while we were in the basement, I was sitting down looking at this door frame, and we were in the center room. The door frame straight ahead looks into this little hallway at the back, and then there's two rooms on either side of the room we were in, to the left and to the right. And then there's a set of stairs right before the room on the right. Well, I'm sitting looking through this door, and it was me, Ryan, and Kristen. And we had the laser grid on, but it wasn't shooting down the hallway or anything. And I saw a face about halfway up the door jamb, just peeking out around the side. I didn't see the full face or anything, but it looked to be a young, I'm not sure whether it was male or female, but they had short hair or it was pulled back. And they were almost like if you take coffee and put a splash of creamer in it, just that really, really light mocha color, I guess. Yeah. But seeing that face popping up out of the middle of fucking nowhere.
That was scary. I was really scared freaking because sitting right next to you, I hadn't seen anything. So it's like, you know, it's like, well, I mean, it's cool because you can see something that's there. You see something there, but I don't. You know, that's pretty, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm definitely sight sensitive.
I'm more of a feeling type person, I think. You know.
I'm sight and audio.
So I have heard some. I've heard like a whistle that wasn't nobody whistled or whatever.
Yeah, and we actually had that on EVP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the best freakiest evidence I caught was probably the Indian.
Oh yeah.
At Bell Nemus, because I was actually caught on
so
three
cool.
different recorders. That was pretty cool, and none of us was you know, acting like an Indian that night, for sure.
I want to say I might have uploaded that.
What? The Indian?
Maybe. Yep. I have one of the Indian ones uploaded if you guys would like to hear it.
Oh, yes,
well,
please.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play this real quick.
I did hear it groan.
Oh, where did it go?
Yeah, I didn't hear that one.
What's going on, man?
It might be hard to hear it over the
air,
you know?
Damn. I guess maybe
one
that
of the one
work.
Of them was really faint. The best one was when you hear the clapping and the, you know?
Yeah.
That's the most clear one. The other ones were kind of way in the background. Huh?
You didn't drag
them
onto this computer, did you?
No, they're on my computer.
Damn, okay. Well, I mean, that was one of them. I guess you couldn't hear it. I guess we'll end up uploading those at some point. Sorry, guys. I thought that was one of them.
We should have a show about EVPs and have people, have guests bring on their best EVPs, and on that show, we'll play that one for them, too. You know, because I know Dennis
like
has some good ones.
It looks like there's another EVP sitting here. I'm not. It's under FAP, so it's maybe that's it. I don't know. It's only 13 seconds long, so that one might be one that's hard to hear. So I'm gonna go ahead and play that one. That might be it. It might not.
Okay.
Okay, I just can't hear that one either. Damn, okay.
We actually do have PDVP somewhere.
Okay. Ross said he did hear a chant at the start of that that other one. That was the second Indian one we caught. So yeah, that would have been where that was.
I can probably hear it better than Ross, because I didn't hear anything. Yeah. I couldn't hear a damn thing. And I'm sitting right next to her. So but yeah, it's pretty cool. And I mean, the one we caught, the EVP we caught of them, like one the guy yelling, "Get off my lawn!" on the Sony Handycam was a pretty cool EVP. We haven't got much visual evidence there as far as like apparitions and stuff. I mean, most of the stuff we've caught as far as visual are personal experiences, like Amber. With the face around the corner, and or Jimmy seeing a little girl upstairs in the nursery, peeking into the nursery on our first investigation.
Now upstairs, when me, Rhonda, and Ashley were sitting in the bedroom, that first bedroom when you walk into the hallway upstairs to the right. The nursery, we were sitting there, and I'm sure you guys saw over the comm where I moved from the corner of the room by the door. There were these glass, like a big glass door and a window, and I moved from that side of the room over into the corner because I was hearing stuff, and just I kept looking over and thinking I saw somebody peering in, and Ashley had said something, I think. She said she thought she saw somebody looking into. I can't remember if she would call in, nudge, nudge, hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
she can correct me on that. But kept thinking
I
saw
her call
face
in, but she said she's at
and,
work.
Huh?
I told Ashley to call in, but she said she was at work.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how she's getting off of work.
Moved from one side of the room to the other, I ended up having a full view of the mirror, and I kept thinking I was seeing someone in a mirror. I don't like that. I did not like that one bit.
Well, I was down. That's freaky. I was downstairs, and I think I was downstairs with you guys, with you and Kristen. I could have sworn like someone took a picture or something, and that little round table where the Sega Mountain was and the wrestling belt. Someone took a picture.
Yeah.
I swear it looked like someone was sitting behind the table. It looked full on like someone was sitting in a chair behind the table, and it made me jump back. Like, holy shit, what the hell is that? I mean,
what's funny?
Obviously,
is,
it probably was my mind playing tricks on me, but
well. Britt actually said when we were first, going down and exploring the house, trying to figure out setup and everything, she'd gone downstairs, was taking a picture at that round table of the belt that was sitting on the table, and she felt a tug on her pants from under the table. So, I mean, it's possible. Yeah.
That was pretty freaky.
What do y'all think about face distortion?
Hmm.
Do you think that is real? Or just as playing tricks?
Like I said,
I don't know.
I had a head injury, so I could have been seeing shit, but...
Well, the reason I ask is because what is Phineas? Was that the guy's name? You know, the picture in the dining room?
Well, Pleasant. Pleasant
I'm
Finch.
Sorry?
That's the guy's name was Pleasant Finch. The guy hanging... Pleasant Finch, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it was because I was tired and I had been looking at that picture a bunch that night or what. But when Dennis and I went out to investigate the end of the night, we were sitting in the living room just shooting the shit. And I look at him, and he looked like pleasant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's wild.
Ross would like to know if we are scared of any possible attachments.
I'm not really scared. I mean, I'm not really trying to be macho or anything. I just don't have a. I don't even know if. No, I'm not really worried about it. Because we do our protection prayers and everything, and I don't think spirits are really attracted to me. To be honest with you.
Yeah, well, we do our protection spell, and we're very respectful of the spirits. So. I don't think any spirits would want to touch themselves to us.
I mean, it's always a chance, I guess, but it doesn't keep me up at night, I guess. What about you, Amber?
Me personally, I mean, I've had an attachment before, and I'm not sure whether or not he's still with me. You know, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm not scared of having any kind of attachment. If something attaches to me, that means that, you know, they think that I can help them. If I can, you know, they'll let me know what they need, and I'll do what I can for them, man. That's all I can do, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't do much more than that, that's for sure.
Ask them what they want and how I can help them. If I get a response, you know, I'll help. If not, then they'll just fade out when they can, I guess. I don't know.
When they get tired of you.
Yeah. I guess my dark passenger I guess he left a while ago. I'm not sure if he has or not. He might be sitting back in the shadows, because that's how it's gone for me. Like, he'll be active, you know, once in a month, and then not come back for a month, and then I'll, you know, something will happen a week straight, and then I'm like, really?
He'll leave you to relax, like, think he's gone, and then he'll come right back. Oh.
Yeah, like the bruises I had, and before the bruises, the house I had lived at prior, I had gotten the faucet would turn on and off by itself. I was not the only one who experienced it. We'd hear people walking around in the kitchen while we were in the bathroom. Like, say I'd be in the bathroom taking a shower or a bath, you know, just relaxing and whatnot in the bubbles, and I hear somebody walking through the kitchen knowing full and well that nobody else is home, and then they'd stop at the bathroom door, not come in, you know. We'd have cabinets open by themselves, just small stuff like that. And there was one point where I was sitting on the couch in our living room, and my roommate at the time was standing directly to my right in her doorway, and she was talking to me, and I can't remember what she'd said, but I looked over. I saw a full apparition, and she saw a shadow move where I was pointing to, like, because I was like, did you just see that? And she was like, the shadow? And I was like, no, the person. she saw the shadow, and I saw the person standing dead beside me, and I was like, oh, my God, man. And I've gotten flashes like that before, like, not enough to tell any detail or anything, but to know that someone's standing there in a, you know, as solid as you and me.
Mm-hmm.
fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. That's pretty freaky, you know.
Especially, but it's cool that your friend saw too to validate it.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
that's good.
I mean, it was more or less just startling, you know. I wasn't expecting it because,
yeah.
you know, I'm thinking she's, you know, 4 feet away from me, and I think I see her standing, like, half an arm's length away.
Yeah, dude. That's really scary. We're get down to the last 15 minutes of the show.
Well, we're down to 14 minutes.
Oh, well, the last 14 minutes of the show.
Sorry, it was my bad running my mouth.
No, it's fine. You know, we just close up, you know, the last few minutes and talk about, you know, what we have coming up.
At some point, I would like to touch on that hotel I think I was talking about last time in the archives. It is the hotel that Richard Ramirez stayed at, and it is in Los Angeles. Let me see if I can pull that up really quick. It's really cool, the story that thing they seem to put on it. There were numerous suicides there.
I do remember you talking about that.
You don't remember or you do?
I do remember you talking about that. That when a lady was
yeah.
in the water supply or something, she was here for like a week or
yeah.
something, and people were drinking the water.
Yeah.
I do remember.
I can't even remember her name now.
Do you remember that? I mean, I don't remember the lady's name either. I remember you saying the artist's name is people were staying at that hotel.
Yeah.
I think we might have
Cecil
Sisters
Hotel.
Of Salem. What?
It is the Cecil Hotel.
C-E-C-I-L,
if anyone is interested in looking that up.
The Cecil Hotel.
Yes.
That'd be interesting. We should like do a show on the cool story. I mean, obviously we can't spend a whole 2 hours talking about the Cecil Hotel, but we could find a whole a bunch of stories where we could talk about, like Cecil Hotel, and go find some other cool stuff to talk about. Just have like a paranormal news night where we talk about all this weird stuff that's happened. Even if it doesn't have to be paranormal, it can be anything. You know, super. Anything weird. You know, we talk about anything. But I think we have the Sisters of Salem on our show next week. I think.
Okay.
So it'd be nice to touch base with them. They're kind of the big sister group of All Seeing Paranormal Society, and I would like to have CPR Dennis back on so we can have a show about. You know, foreseeing or, you know, remote viewing and learn more about that because I think that's a pretty cool subject, pretty cool topic. And again, I'd like to personally apologize to him for cutting him off when Rhonda came on. And I'm sorry about that. And hopefully... we'll get you back on sometime in the future. So back to what we were talking about before, I think we had a good investigation. I think everyone got something out of it, which is good. And I think everyone did a good job, and I think everyone had a fun time, too. You know, I mean, I know
sometimes...
Do what?
I need to give you your book back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you looked at it yet?
I did a little bit. It's sitting at my house on the bookshelf.
Well, you know, so I'm not in any big hurry to get it back. Just...
you know.
We're down to 9 minutes.
So you have any closing thoughts about Bell Nemus?
So it's freaking awesome. I can't wait to go through all of the audio and video and whatnot and see if we got anything good. And I need to make sure to compare the frequency level, I guess, of the voices and see what level they are talking at. Because damn.
I definitely want to know about
like,
that EVP is a Dennis.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Mean,
if not, then I... Oh, what?
What?
I was just going to say, I think it'd be neat if we could talk to the workers who've worked there and, you know, the ones doing construction right
uh-huh.
now and see if they've experienced anything.
Well, I know they have. I mean, they've had stuff, they've had stuff move. They've had, like, workers would have, like, put a hammer down. And he'd be like, look, I know I put my hammer right here, but I found it. It was all the way over here, over, like, down the hall. He's like, I didn't put it there. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why we were able to go out there is because a lot of the construction workers were complaining about stuff being moved around while they were doing the renovations over at the house.
Did this woman tell you that?
Yes, the client did tell us that. And I actually know the foreman of the construction crew who was doing it, who was renovating the house, and he vouched for it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. The first time I went out there for an open house party when she moved into the house. It was in October. And that's when he told me, hey, this is some weird stuff was happening. You know, minor things. You know, but enough to get someone's, enough to get his attention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I was telling Howie the other day, I'm like, you know, when I suggested we go to Bell Nemus for an investigation, when I first went there, and I always gone for like, you know, birthday parties or, you know, stuff like that. I never felt any kind of spirit. I didn't feel anything there. Yeah, you know, I felt very welcome, but I wasn't expecting to get anything. So I thought it'd be nice to have a place where we can do our practice investigation. This is back when it was, you know, the four of us, the four or five person team. You know, so I figured, hey, you know, we'll have a nice investigation, you know, and we'll practice EVP sessions. I'm not expecting to get anything, but, you know, if we get something, that'd be cool. I wasn't expecting to get what we got, and we've been very lucky to have that location as a place where we can return to and be able to get more evidence. And I'm glad that we were able to bring everyone out there and bring those, you know, Dennis and Rhonda and everyone to bring their expertise to the investigation.
Well, I definitely want to go back if at all possible.
What'd you say? Sorry.
I definitely want to go back if that's all possible. Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I mean, I hope so. We hope so. We definitely gotta, you know, we gotta talk to the client and everything, and see and present our evidence and ask her if we could go back
you know, and hopefully she'll agree that she wants us to go back and try to gather some more stuff. You know, I mean, it would be a lot. I think it would be a lot of fun to go back. I mean, I'd like to go back as much as possible, as long as she lets us, as long as she gives us permission. You know, because it's right. We have built a relationship with the spirits at the house. You know, and I like that. I like that they trust us. You know, and it takes a lot of work to build up that rapport with them. And I think more and more spirits have actually shown themselves to, you know, become more active and actually giving us more evidence as we go there. That's why I'm glad we started our recorders as soon as we got there.
Because it's,
you know, it's like, I was talking to Howie today, I'm like, you know, when we first get there, they haven't seen us in a while. They're probably, you know, getting all active. Oh, great, they're here, you know, or what are they doing here, you know? By the time if we wait until we actually start the investigation, they're already used to us being there, so we're not catching them by surprise. They already know we're here. You know, if we walk in and start a recorder, you know, we caught them by surprise. They don't know we're coming. You know, and I think we caught them off guard, and that's what helped us get some good evidence on our phones or in our, you know, recorders before we even started the investigation.
All right, we are down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, Allie, I want to thank you for coming on and sticking with us the whole time.
Oh, yes. Thank y'all for listening to me, chatting with me.
No, it was fun. Well, thank you very much for coming on and hanging with us. I'll definitely get in touch with you, and we'll see if we can get you a digi to go over when you get a chance. Okay?
Yeah, I can do it at work.
Sounds good.
Let me know.
I'll let you know.
Well, y'all have a good night.
Oh, you too.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Bye.
So, I wish to thank everyone who came on. Thank you for joining us. Kind of a hodgepodge of guests. A lot of people, you know, giving their opinions or giving their thoughts on the investigation.
Sam, you know, count down our second.
Well, thank you very much for coming, joining us on FAPS.
Thank you for listening to us ramble.
Yeah,
I know. I go off on tangents.
And a lot of talking over people tonight. A lot of just craziness on FAPS. That's going to happen when you have like seven people talking at the same time. So, you know, it's what it is. But I think, hope everyone had a good time. And like I said, I'm sorry if anybody got cut off or, you know.
40 seconds.
I thought you had like no time left at all.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. But yeah, I think everyone had a good time, I hope. And I look forward to next week when we can join you. Talking to Sisters of Salem.
I'm going to play us off, but we might go into the archives. So
okay.
I'm going to just play 10 seconds of the song.
All right, sounds good. Everyone, all right, goodbye, everybody.
Nope, now we're in the archives. So. I'm just going to cut that off.
Okay.
Are
you going to... Just cut it off.
It's just us, so.
Okay. Okay. Get off
there. Okay.